Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate September 2nd. Every star you see in the night sky has many names. Proper names, Greek letter names, and names that look like phone numbers. And the names keep getting more complicated. Consider Dabi. It's in Capricornus, which is in the southeast at nightfall. Dabi is near the right point of a wide triangle that outlines the sea goat. Right now, the star is above the bright planet Saturn. Dabi is a system of at least five stars, or it used to be. Now it's just a single star. The other stars didn't go away, they just aren't called Dabi anymore, at least not officially. A telescope shows Dabi as two stars. The brighter one is known as Dabi Major, but it's also known as Beta 1 Capricorni and Beta Capricorni A. The other one is Dabi Minor, Beta 2 Capricorni, and Beta Capricorni B. There's more to the system than meets the eye, though. B consists of two stars, while A has three. The group that names astronomical objects has been assigning official proper names to stars. Most of the names have been around for centuries, like Dabi. For systems that contain multiple stars, though, the group decided to assign the classical name to only one star. So Dabi was given to one of the stars of System A. On many star charts, though, the name still applies to the entire system. So many sky watchers are likely to keep thinking of the point of light that's visible to the eyes as Dabi, one of many names for a crowded star system. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.